Well, 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 COVID-19. You have reared your ugly head back into my life. After 3 years of me not having you. You thought that you were going to destroy me. You thought you were going to take my life away. But I actually sat down in quarantine and I watched so many fucking movies that you're not even going to believe it.
Cars, Cars 2, Cars 3, and Planes, E2 Mama, Tambien, Bruce Almighty, Pulp Fiction, Truman Show, Airplane, Godfather, Part 2, Leonard, Part 6, Her, Django, Lord of the Rings, Saltburn, Forrest Gump, Parasite, Barbie, Don't Look Up, Birdman, Moonlight, Pearl, Inside Out, Wonka, Holdovers, The Whale, Split, The Boy and the Heron, Juno, Ex Machina, Superbad, E2 Mama, Tambien again, Tangled, Fargo, Perfect Blue, The Departed, The Avengers, Barbarian, Lobster, The Witch, Psycho, Bohemian Rhapsody, Lion King, Amelie, Juno again, Shrek 2, and The Big Lebowski, I, Tanya, Edward Scissorhands, Black Klansman, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Revenant, Luca, Challengers, Booksmart, Turning Red, Licorice Pizza, Episode 2 of Star Wars. Then I watched Saving Private Ryan and The Sound of Metal. Then I watched When Harry Met Sally. Then I watched May, December. Then I watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Then I watched The Black Phone, Toy Story 4, Free Guy, Casablanca, Ant-Man and Wasp, A Star is Born, Cruella. Then I watched Heat, Fablemans, and I watched Top Gun, and I saw Zombieland, Princess Bride, and I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Shiva Baby, and I saw Come and See, and I saw Bird Box, and I saw Salo or the 120 Days of Sodom, then I saw John Wick 3, then I saw Grease, then I saw Paris, Texas, Princess Bride, American Fiction, Boyhood, then I saw It Follows, Devil Wears Prada, Suspiria, Skyfall, 007, Wreck-It Ralph, Ghostbusters, Brave, Punch Drunk Love, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly.
Well, well, well. That's got to be probably around 1,000 movies that I watched even while I was in quarantine. Huh. Interesting. Seems like I visually destroyed your ass in the movie watching department, COVID-19. And you're never, ever going to recover from that shit.
Do you come from a Mifflin Dunder?
Do you come back?
Do you work at a Mifflin Dunder?
When Michael Jim
Scott,
and Pam
they work under.
Well, Jim and Pam they met.
And I met Kevin. He made me chili. And he walked around and he spilled.
Oh my God! They should make a spray that after you're done cooking, you spray it onto your pan and it removes all the grease and it's called Jim.
Oh.
So you use the Pam first.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And then you use the gym.
I talked with Pam. She made me nervous. Then she showed me her vaginas.
Come on.
Come on.
She wouldn't do that.
Well, maybe.
Vaginas?
When she was... We don't even know what that is. So it's possible she could show me her vaginas.
That's true. She could show you it. It's not a real thing.
It's a fantasy creature.
It's not. You don't know that she has. You don't know that it's not real.
Yeah, it's a pet.
She could show me her vaginas.
Everyone in the office, what familiar would they have?
I would love
Jim
to
would
see...
Jim would have a Dwight.
Yeah.
A little Dwight
this big.
And I would love...
Pretend
it would be really funny to have... a familiar, and it's a little version of someone who can't talk.
Yes.
it's the goofy Pluto thing.
Yeah.
You just have a pet of them.
So awesome.
I would love to see what Hogwarts House every member of the office is. Can you pull this up, Julio?
I've talked about this before.
Can you look this up?
I've talked about this 100 times. This is something I've thought
about
before.
Well, let's hear it then.
Okay, give me an office member. I'll tell you there.
Okay, yeah. Oscar. Well, we already know it's Ravenclaw.
Okay, so it's, oh, sorry. I thought I was picking the houses.
No, let's
start you with a easy one.
Okay. Yeah.
Jim.
Gryffindor.
Yeah. Obvious.
Come on.
Dwight. Michael.
Really?
Michael?
I got a
Hufflepuff
sticking out.
Yeah.
Hey, but he wants
Michael's
to be Gryffindor,
Hufflepuff
though.
Energy.
He wants to be Gryffindor, but he's a Hufflepuff, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, who else? Snape. Slytherin.
Snape is from Harry Potter.
Snape is not from
Snape.
Dunder Mifflin. Snape warehouse.
Harry Potter. Dunder Mifflin.
Snape's in the warehouse.
New Haven. He's in the New Haven's office.
Chip. Gryffindor.
Chip. Yeah.
But that they had
D'Angelo Vickers.
Oh,
that's Gryffindor.
No, he's Ilvermorny. He's the U.S. houses.
Beauxbatons.
The what?
He's one of them sexy ass girls from Beauxbatons. Dude, last night I watched a rewatch In Bruges.
I've never seen it.
You never seen In? Oh, no. Man. Colin Farrell blicky's a jit and it gets real bad.
Okay.
Yeah. He kills a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know what it means.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
My man. That's fucking sick. He's probably sitting there saying, I don't know what blicky a jit means.
He thinks you're talking Star Wars.
Eat a hot dog.
That's not, no, dude. That's, yeah, that's scarf and blizzy, bro. Yeah. No.
Eat a hot dog.
No, man.
That's not what it means.
Blicky a jit.
I go to the gym afterwards. I'm like, oh, that was a great workout. I should blicky a jit.
No.
Don't blicky a jit.
You're fucking up all the slang.
You don't up what? The pole on a jit.
Yeah, up the pole.
After the gym.
The hot dog.
A hot dog's not a pole.
It's a little pole.
A hot dog is a gliz, man.
What do you mean? What's the difference between a glizzy and a jit?
Well, a jit is juvenile like a baby in training. Or something.
That's what that means. It means juvenile in training.
And a glizzy is either a hot dog or a gun or a penis.
Don't glizzy on a jit.
You can't, no, because then that is bad.
That's what did you really say? Bad. You said that in but this movie, Colin Farrell gives his glizzy to a jit.
No.
No, he never said
a jit gets his glizzy?
He ups the blick
He ups
on
the
a
blick
jit.
On a jit.
The glizzy...
And there's no glizzy.
There's no glizzy in the movie?
No.
And it takes place in New York and there's no
there
glizzy.
No, it takes
glizzy.
Place in Bruges. It's called In Bruges.
Called
Where's
in
Bruges?
York.
No, Bruges is in Belgium.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It can't take
a waffle.
No, there's no waffles.
No, there's no,
in the
there's no waffle.
There's
How
no
do you know
food.
It's in Belgium then?
There's
not
no
like
food
France
in the
or
movie.
There's no food in the
How
room.
Does he survive the
he
whole movie?
They don't show food in the movie.
They don't show food in the movie. Tell me this. Does he survive the movie?
That's... Well, I can't say. He doesn't. We don't know at the end.
That's probably why he didn't eat food the whole movie. If he's not eating waffles or glizzies,
I guess you're
that'd
right.
Be
he's going to
so
starve
funny.
To death.
That'd be such a funny twist ending for a movie.
Oh, my God.
Where
I forgot
they
to eat
they
food.
Told you about the guy eating the whole movie.
I realized
he flashes back his whole life. He's never eaten food.
Fuck, I've never eaten.
He's never taken
I've never
a shit.
Eaten a damn thing.
He's never shit because unless it was trying to be funny. Nobody
he's
ever just
never
goes.
Shit unless he's trying to be funny.
Yeah, that's how movie. Nobody shits unless they're trying to be funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
that's
nobody true. Does just a normal. Most shits are much more on the side of drama.
They're either
than comedy,
right? They're also because they're either you're trying to be funny like Dumb and Dumber,
mm-hmm.
or you are about to die like Jurassic Park.
I've
Those
never
are the two
seen
times you
somebody
shit
in the bathroom in a movie that wasn't funny. I don't think I've ever seen a death.
A bathroom death.
Yeah,
Henry Cavill.
Superman?
Mission Impossible Fallout. When he's fighting in the bathroom.
And he
bro,
cocks his, he
I've
cocks
never
his
seen.
Hands. I didn't. I only fire, saw bro. The trailer of that one.
That one's really good.
Never
That's
seen
the
any
best
Mission
one.
Impossible movies. We
Those
said that
movies
on
are,
the last
are
episode.
Sick.
I've seen the Fallout show. I watched that recently. You're talking about that before the episode started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
And you've probably talked about that for about 2 months now. The Fallout
yeah.
show.
Well, I finished New Vegas last night.
Really?
Yeah. Girlfriends rejoice.
Wow. New Vegas is done.
Yeah.
So what are you going to make her watch you play now?
I'm going to play it again, and I'm going to do a different playthrough. I'm going to finally join Caesar's Legion after years
wow,
of
finally.
Never doing that.
Do you guys like being evil in games or no?
This is my first evil
really?
Run.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
It depends. Not on the not on the first playthrough usually.
Yeah.
But I'll go back.
I think I've played New Vegas I've completed it 4 times. And
I played New Vegas to completion.
To completion 4 times.
The
and
most fun thing you can do in
I'm
any
be evil
game like that
completely.
Is just kill everybody you see and
yeah.
the world empty.
I did that in the first time I played Knights of the Old Republic when I was a kid. I did it, and I had so much regret at the end
yeah.
that I had to immediately replay it as a pure good. And
that's
I've
what
only
I did
been
with
purely
Fallout
good
3.
Every single game.
That's that happened to me with Fallout 3.
You
where
see that you know they do a really good job of teaching you that. Bet being a mass murderer is actually is bad.
You get minus 2 charisma sometimes.
Yeah, and so, and in Knights of the Old Republic, you grow horns.
Yeah.
So
That's
I,
sick. What are you talking about?
Well, no, I don't want horns. I want to be attractive
I guess
to
hat anymore.
Bastila,
oh.
the female Jedi that I want to have sex with in the game, but not in real life.
I'm a Bastila.
Yeah. But they do a good job, especially in the Fallout games.
Yeah,
because like,
you can't do anything.
All
like,
of
you
your
can't
friends,
talk to anybody.
Yeah, the only people you want to talk to are the real ugly people
yeah.
if you're bad. You don't get to talk to
like
any
Jericho.
Of the, Yeah, none of the beautiful people who are just sitting there.
I tried to replay Fallout 4. I just truly cannot do it. I think that game just truly sucks.
Is that one in Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Boston one.
And they don't even get any of it. It doesn't even get any of it accurate.
That's what pisses us off a little bit.
The accuracy.
Is the accuracy of inaccurate. The game.
Yeah, is there at least one or two places where you walk to somewhere and you realize what it's supposed to be?
Fall River.
They have the Salem. The Boston Common is about the size of this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Pissed me the fuck video off.
Game. You get the Freedom Trail is a big part of the game.
That sounds pretty sick. I'm not going to lie. I believe you that the game is bad, but I probably will have to play it to see all the favorite places.
They relied too heavily on the settlement thing, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, you like build a house and stuff.
Yeah. It became The Sims.
Which The Sims?
I hate The Sims. I don't like that game.
Yeah, I hate it too.
What?
Mm-hmm. I hate The Sims.
I don't
like
The Sims.
Why do
you hate The Sims?
I like The Sims.
Show me the real world.
He's never had Woohoo.
Show me the real world. I don't want to see some simulated shit.
You can see the roots all around you. What do you mean show it to you?
Show me a flower in the game.
In the game?
There's a flower in The Sims. There's a gardening.
Well, then maybe I haven't played it long enough.
You didn't even get to the point where you could make you could see a flower. You just were in character creation?
Yeah, I think I maybe only play character creation, then I get bored of the base game.
I will say The Sims is...
You have to have a creative heart and you have to have willingness at the moment.
You have to like interior decorating.
I hate interior decorating.
Or you have to like being Guantanamo Bay.
I see. That was the other thing I was going to say. I hate the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
I hate it.
Why?
I hate that thing.
What about the Russian sleep experiment?
It showed that humanity can be evil.
You're thinking of the Russian sleep experiment.
I'm thinking of both. I'm thinking of any experiment
done
humans.
The two most evil experiments ever.
When somebody becomes evil through experiments.
Yeah. Fuck you, science.
Fuck you, psychology.
I think it's so awesome that they did evil experiments in real life.
The funniest thing was the Stanford prison experiment because it was like for a college credit.
Yeah.
You had to become evil for a college credit.
Have you guys heard about the one where they raised the baby and the monkey at the same time? And the baby started, they thought the monkey was going to act like the baby, but the baby started acting like a monkey.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And
it's so funny that any random person you meet on the street could in their past have been involved in an evil experiment that happened in real life.
Yeah, nobody went to jail for any of that, right?
Nobody, in real life, nobody who was part of an evil experiment turns into a green and purple mutant. They just walk around and feel bad all the time. Yeah, the rest of their life.
They just have to go to therapy.
The peak, the closest you can get is a Unabomber.
Yeah.
That's all you can aspire to. Oh, but most of the time, you're just going to be a guy who listens to music loud at night on your headphones. Thinks, damn, why did I do that evil ass experiment?
Yeah, hanging out at the library.
Why did
all
they
day?
Do that to me?
Why was I? I was in.
What was the point?
I was an English major at University of South Carolina.
Our hypothesis is that if we force people to electric shock each other, they'll scream in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually have to test stuff. Like, that's why science used to be so much more evil, is they had to test, like...
Well, they ran out of all the good stuff.
Yeah.
All of history, though, whenever science was invented, the 1600s, all the way up to you know, the 2000s, they were like, okay, let's test it. Does a feather feel good when it tickles? Yeah. Is it fun to bounce on a trampoline? Yeah. What's the best chocolate?
The early science.
And they're like, well, we checked all those boxes.
And then they got
what happens when you drop a baby on a brick floor?
They're doing Caravaggio paintings as experiments for like 200 years.
They have a big book with a bunch of check boxes. Oh, what is it today? Flipping through the good pages. Oh, shit.
We gotta make sure these kids stab each other.
They had to cut off every single body part to see if that one hurts. If there was one body part you cut off, and like a lizard, it just grows back.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't it? Turns out nothing did.
Any of those psychological experiments, it's like they always finish it. I've never heard of any of them, the Stanford Prison Experiment. It was so, like, everybody became, like, so evil to each other. But yeah, they didn't just step in and just stop it. They just, like...
Well, they got to finish it, because for all you know, the Stanford Prison Experiment, the first, like, you know, 2 days, everyone wants to kill each other or whatever, and then the third day, they suddenly...
Nice.
It breaks through.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what an experiment
is. Where are
for.
Those blokes that were part of that experiment?
They're
now.
All dead.
Yeah.
Really?
They all died the next year, mysteriously.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
They all pulled one grenade pin. While they were in the prison.
They were hanging out with grenades.
It wasn't a mystery after all.
You can't be hanging with grenades, man.
No.
somebody's going to get the wrong idea and pop one.
This is my science. This is my psychological experiment, okay? One chimp, one baby,
okay.
One grown man,
okay. Yeah.
One dog,
okay.
In a room with one grenade.
And see who pulls the pin first.
I bet you that they've done it already. They've done an experiment of a guy in a room with a grenade for a week.
I mean, how long would you last, realistically? Like, there's no way I could sit in
there's
a room
somebody in the world
with
done
no
that.
TV, uh-huh. Nothing, yeah. Like a padded cell and a grenade. So if I'm in there for, I would yeah. feel so good.
If I'm in there for 1 hour, I'm playing with the, I'm swinging it on my finger. Yeah. I'm doing this.
I mean, I would definitely be like bouncing it yeah. like a tennis ball back and forth on the wall.
Just not pulling the pin.
Just
one of those
over
old
again.
Pineapple grenades.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one of the ones that sends a shrapnel everywhere. Uh-huh. And at the last day, I mean, as soon as that door
and
opens,
then, oh my God,
I'm
the
Rainbow
door
Six,
opens. End of the week, door opens. You think you're getting let in, let out? Another grenade rolls in.
Mm.
Then you're in a room for another week with two grenades.
Or
then at the end of that
I guess
week,
I can pull one of them. The other one, leave the other one.
At the end of that week, they open up the door and they say you can walk out. You walk down a long hallway. A door opens. You're stuck in another padded room that just only has boxes of grenades.
Or a claymore.
Just adding more and more grenades every week.
Yeah.
To see at what point.
I want to set
the
up
the Stanford grenade experiment.
Nobody talks about that one.
Nobody talks about that.
Yeah. Because it happened exactly like he thought it would. Uh-huh, the guy yeah. lasted 90
the guy
minutes.
Lasted, yeah.
And he blew it up.
He couldn't watch TV, so he pulled the pin.
Yeah, and they didn't even have good TV back then.
No.
Can you imagine how motherfucking terrible it must have been to have TV invented and then all you get to watch is I Love Lucy?
Yeah,
dude,
some
you know
show
what
that's created by Mug Root Beer. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
like Colgate.
But dude, back
the Colgate
then,
Variety Hour.
Fuck that.
Back yeah. then, they only had one channel, though. So you would watch it and you'd go and you'd talk to all your friends about it.
That's yeah. true. That
Isn't
is
that
true.
Sick?
Did you see what happened on Who is Mexican? What? No,
the
what happened on
Who is Mexican?
Yeah.
Welcome back to
Who is Mexican?
Dude, something I don't know.
Our first contestant, Raul.
Our second, James. Dial this number right now. Cast your vote.
There's so many TV shows from like back then that are just completely lost to time forever because they would like film the tape the TV show and like put it on air and then they just throw it away.
Yeah.
They're just like, whatever.
Yeah, it gives a shit.
No one's going to care about this.
Yeah. This is something that I've recently
I think about it all the time.
Gotten into, which is called lost media.
Uh-huh. Right, but this is actually fully lost media.
Yeah.
This isn't like when they say, oh, there's actually a SpongeBob animation frame where he's pink because they made
yeah.
a mistake.
That
and
is,
they took it off the TV.
Yeah, but imagine how amazing it would feel to finally find that.
Yeah.
That has to
right.
be like... That's
so,
like there
so
will
much
be blood.
Lost media people post on Twitter about like, oh my God, lost media. It's a song I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lost
How's
to
that
you.
Lost?
You forgot it.
Yeah. Shazam.
Yeah. What? You lost it, bitch.
Go people find also, it. People also think that stuff is lost media when it's just like people will be like, this movie is lost media. And that all they mean is you just can't stream it.
Yeah,
Netflix. Like
you can buy You'd have to actually just buy the DVD. No. But who has a DVD? A DVD player is a lost device.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Like
a DVD player.
It's like a
DVD player is
perpetual motion. it's basically
that.
The same rarity.
Impossible. It
well,
can't be made.
Well, we don't know that it's been around.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that all that stuff about people saying perpetual motion devices can't be made, I disagree.
All right, what's your design?
All right. How about this? A clock that winds itself up.
That's not a bad idea. What about a car that drives forever?
There we go. We already just came up with two.
Yeah. I can't think of one.
I was trying to invent a perpetual motion machine when I was a kid.
What'd you come up with?
I don't remember, but definitely a lot of marbles and ramps.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I would say, wait, a potato. People use potatoes for energy.
Oh, they grow, yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, you can make
just
a clock
keep growing
out of one.
Potatoes. Well, I guess that's a resource.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. This is hard. Okay, you have to harness the natural power of the earth perpetually.
At the MFA, they had a robot that oiled itself. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Is that a perpetual oil machine?
That's what gave me the idea. I think that I asked what it was, and my parents said it was a perpetual motion machine, and I was like, what's a perpetual motion machine? And that's why I wanted to invent one. Mm.
You would need to do... Well, let's see. You could use a dog that drools
Zoomies.
Into a thing like water, like a water wheel,
uh-huh.
and the drool could be the power.
All you
but
have
the dog
to do
will pass away.
Is find somebody. Okay, it's this simple. All you have to do is basically find two people who are immortal and will live forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of whom has the ability to digest poop and poop out food.
Okay. So a vampire,
so now
human
so,
circle peed.
So now we've invented
a
the perpetual motion.
A vampire presses a button forever.
Yeah. Yeah. A vampire running on a treadmill.
Yeah. Anybody who's immortal who's willing to just book
yeah,
it
that's
forever.
Yeah, that's it. You cut out a whole person out of the equation.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
He just has to press a button.
Yeah.
We that's figured it out.
Yeah.
And now all the, I mean, scientists are going to say, oh, it's against the laws of physics.
It's against the law.
Maybe it's against the law of decency. But
yeah, to have a
physics, no,
but you're
friend.
A scientist. What the fuck do you care about that?
Yeah, you made, yeah. you made a baby mm-hmm. into a chimp.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
asshole.
Made a vegetable into a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made another a tomato.
Thing.
Seriously, tomatoes are fruits now?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I honestly believe that.
So what's pizza? Fruit bread with cheese?
Probably some bullshit like
that. Yeah, is pizza a fruit cake?
Yeah, is it a pie? Oh, it is a pie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
another God. Thing that's like that.
What
that
the fuck?
I think that they were honestly 90% of the way there to actually doing alchemy.
Yeah.
And then they gave up because people said it was impossible. But I think that they were pretty
they
close.
They did it in the modern era.
What do you mean?
They change all the elements all the time into stuff.
Yeah, you can gold plate stuff.
No, like you can...
You can gold plate stats.
They figured it out.
They do alchemy now?
Yeah. Well, they can change lead into whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Gold?
Probably.
Well, I guess.
I bet you some like cheeky artistic scientist turned lead into, as soon as they figured out about isotopes and change and neutrons.
They did it.
They were like, I'm going to turn lead into gold.
And why isn't this table made out of gold right now if we can do that?
Because we pour.
But why don't we just do alchemy to it and make it gold?
Okay, go ahead and buy all the materials, man.
How many? It can't be that expensive. It's not as expensive as gold, the most expensive thing on Earth.
I saw a video of them making like a completely... There's like a machine that like zaps stuff and it turns it into gold. And they did it
with this on Phineas and Ferb?
No.
I saw scientists doing this.
This is a Jenkum video from a long time ago, I think. I'm pretty
sure
this
Goldward magazine is doing alchemy now.
I swear to God.
Okay, I also am not.
If you're watching this, Larry or Ian or whatever, and this video exists and you guys did that, then send it to me.
Probably
not. I guess I'm not 150% sure that you actually can turn lead into gold, but isn't it so fucked up that they were trying to do that for hundreds of years? They're like, we're going to turn lead into gold and we'll be rich and we'll change the world. And then they figured out modern science and they found a way to turn lead into gold, but it turns out it's more expensive to turn into gold than just to buy gold.
So
upsetting. Can you imagine how, like,
going back
how much,
in time
telling one of them, they'd be so pissed off.
We
can do this in the future, but nobody wants to do it. Yeah. It's not worth doing.
You transport Galileo. Like a scientist, from like back then.
On this thing that you guys have spent like generations trying to figure out.
Yeah,
we can do it, but nobody even wants to.
Yeah,
it's
just not worth it.
It's useless.
Yeah,
we have TikTok on our phone.
That'd be so sad.
Just explaining that to like some old English guy,
who
barely speaks like. Regular English, he's saying fucking ye old or whatever, and you're like, this is called the Renegade. This is a TikTok dance.
Back then,
this is worth more than gold.
Probably going to an ice cream shop.
Ice cream.
Put two peas in
it. PPE.
Ice cream.
Ye old ice cream shot.
Yeah. An ice cream.
Ice cream.
Well,
listen to yourself.
Yeah, I'm really dumb. Sorry, I'm sleepy, man.
Me too. I woke up 10 minutes before we recorded.
I've been kind of obsessed with the medieval era as of late.
I'm not.
I think...
I love the medieval era.
I love the future.
I do think that we need to... I think that we need to go back to taking people's skin off their body.
Flaying.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because it would hurt.
Well, you
hurt for the person
wouldn't
getting
do
taken.
Anything bad, but for people who do the Kia boys, they should have the skin ripped off their bodies.
Kia boys, you got to chill on them.
Why?
Because they'll steer your damn car.
They'll steer it? Even get in it because I don't have a Kia, it. Bro. There's no way they'll steer it.
That's so crazy. Yeah, that it's just a thumb drive that you can put in the car.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
It's smart.
The future's so stupid.
Well, every car now...
It could never do that to a horse, man.
When we were in... that's true.
You try medieval, and put a medieval. Thumb drive in a horse, you're going to get it.
Well, they used to do the same thing with carrots. Back in
put a carrot in a horse.
I guess it's the same.
Put the carrot in the horse, and now it's yours. When we were in Detroit, there was a giant lot of like 1,000 F-150s. And Steve I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, oh, that's a lot where like they ran out of the silicone to make the microchips that actually run the car. So the car is just completely useless because it doesn't have the microchip. Chip. Yeah. That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
There's a chip shortage, man.
You can't even drive it's everything except for that.
Mm-hmm. You could just replace it.
Why don't they just change all the hoses so that it's like an old car?
Yeah. Just make it
a
normal car.
That's my question. Just you make it a normal car. You don't need a microchip.
Were they supposed to be like electric trucks?
No, it's that,
all cars need a microchip.
Yeah, now every car,
that's why
when you brake, you're not actually physically pushing
the brake
pad.
That's why used cars were going crazy a few years ago during COVID because they had a microchip shortage. So when you're buying used cars.
When the world shut down 2 years ago?
You could get hella money for it.
You sound like Kendrick Lamar right now.
When the world shut down 2 years ago?
You could get almost $1,000 for your used car.
Yeah, which is massive.
$2,000 for a 2003 Ford Focus that has 30,000 miles on it?
I'm thinking of dumping my ride, y'all.
Really?
I'm
surprised you haven't already, to be honest.
I thought the past couple years, I'm probably in $9,000 on this car that it probably cost Blue Book $3,500. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time to move on from this car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's finally time.
You hung on to it for a long time.
It grew green mold.
I cleaned out the green mold.
Oh, okay.
And then the mold turned white. And then I cleaned that mold out. And now there's almost no mold in the car. So if anybody would like to
buy... There's no window.
There's a window. I fixed the window.
Well, the flap... What is that called? The hood.
The hood exploded up on my wife while she was driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour. Exploded the front windshield. That has all been fixed.
Okay.
So everything's been fixed.
Uh-huh. Ready to sell.
Ready to go, man.
Ready to leave your...
Mm-hmm. Get it out of my
life. Leave things a little better than you found them.
Exactly.
That's one of my mottos.
And I don't think I need a car all that much right now.
Doesn't seem
I've realized recently that I have lived in New York City for about 4.5 years, and there's no real reason for me to have a car.
Yeah.
I've used it...
There's a train.
Very sparingly. Last night, I did go to dinner, and I was a little bit... Thank you. Went to dinner. I go to dinner... Listen, me and the wife have been... Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Not you.
Thank you. I go to dinner about once a month these days.
Uh-huh.
Saving money.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I really almost didn't even go to this because it was 40 minutes by train to get to the dinner. And that
Maybe I'm built different. I like riding the train for a long period of time.
Depends on the time of day.
But the sleepiness...
And it's time you can only read.
The sleepiness that affects me past... The evenings.
Oh, you're going to a late dinner.
It wasn't even late. It was a 7:45 reservation.
But to me, I have to
leave my house at 6:50.
That is late.
I love going out. This is how I do it. I go out to dinner hella early before anybody else in New York wants to go to dinner.
It's fair.
We get in, we get our food, we get out.
Yeah, that's good.
And then
you go
hang out the rest of the night. It's incredible. Nobody in New York goes to dinner before 6 o'clock.
The restaurant opens at 5.
If you go at like 5:45, you have the best service. You will have your food quick, and you get to leave.
Yeah. That is pretty good. That's
and watch
smart.
A movie.
8 o'clock is prime. I mean, that's prime time.
Yeah.
There's no
everybody.
Let's go to dinner.
Let's go to dinner. Oh, I forgot to make dinner for the past 2 hours because I was working too hard on my emails all day.
Yeah, fucking dumbasses.
That's what I do.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
I made dinner, and then I was bamboozled. I was tricked into going to a drag show with my girlfriend on Saturday.
Why do you have to be tricked to going into a drag show?
Yeah, what's wrong with the drag show?
I didn't know it was happening, and then we went there, and she was like, oh, this is going on. And I was like, this was your intention the whole time. You could have just asked
me. If she had asked, would you have said no?
No, I would have said sure.
Okay. But she thinks you would have said no.
Me and Cam should get mad at your girlfriend like Republican parents.
I can't believe you brought Patrick. He's so easily influenced.
You're trying to groom him.
He's going
to
become a drag queen.
You're trying to fucking groom him. You should have become a drag queen.
I probably, from what I saw at that show, it's a lot of lip syncing.
What would your drag name be?
I don't know. Patrick the Queen. From what I saw of this show, it's a lot of lip syncing and dancing. And
yeah.
I think that maybe I could maybe be decent at it.
It's karaoke where one person gets star time.
Yeah. You would be perfect at being a drag queen.
I probably would.
You would be, oh my God. Are they always, there's always
They're
the one
mean?
Drag queen that's like supposed to be like a, you know.
A what?
Like a big, busty,
buxom,
uh-huh.
big butt, big boobs.
Yeah, you okay. in like a corset, but you keep the mustache.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of awesome.
They were going off. It was a good show, I will say.
Shaped like a boomerang.
Yeah, you don't have to lie to us.
I wasn't lying.
We're all
it
cool
was
here. You don't have to say you.
You know what the
it.
Funniest thing was? I was enjoying it, and then I turned and I looked to my right, and there's this dude who I haven't seen since I was like 19 years old at the skate park. It was a guy from New Hampshire.
Whoa.
This guy that like lives with my buddy, and they I think he lives in like Baltimore now, and they're like building a skate park down there.
Okay.
And I turn and I look to my
everything
right
else about him.
I turn and look to my right, and this guy is like the host was singing that song Gloria, and he's like screaming it with her and like pointing his beer at her and like Gloria. I was like, I walked up to him. I was like, "Oh shit, what's up, man?" I haven't. And then he was like, "Oh, hey," kind of embarrassed to like be there.
Why was he embarrassed, man?
I don't. Maybe he just wasn't expecting to see somebody.
He's a skater, and all skaters are homophobes.
You know what the actual bad part of drag brunch is?
What?
So they always do it at like 3 p.m.
Yeah,
yeah.
That ain't that. You can't be eating eggs at 3, man.
No. Let's get it done in the morning.
Well, that's what I learned is drag time.
I want a 7:30 a.m. drag.
That's what
breakfast.
I would like.
Yeah.
Please, it's brunch,
be
man.
Up,
it's not.
I listen. I gotta get to fucking work, liner. Ladies. Just do the thing.
This is drag dunch.
This is Greg dunch.
Drag gunch
or whatever.
Drag gunch.
You touched her gunch?
I didn't say that.
You did.
I said this is drag gunch. I didn't say I touched a gunch.
Okay.
Can you imagine
it's okay if you did.
How good it feels to dress up like a girl? Like with makeup?
Maybe.
Makeup, I feel like would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why?
I could be having worn blue face paint.
I did a Dracula thing and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, blue face paint is pretty uncomfortable. But you felt like Dracula and you felt empowered.
I did feel like the guy It just sucked when we would go places after, and then I would realize I didn't clean up the makeup good enough.
Mm-hmm. And you were wearing a cloak.
And I would have my face was like pale whiter, like whiter than the rest of my body.
If I was a crazy person and I had no friends, I would wear just face paint everywhere.
Yeah.
I would go everywhere and hang out with corpse paint on.
The full Dracula outfit was tough when we would go to those bars where they would have the... no big white t-shirts, no giant black cloaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No widow's peak.
No widow's peak. No fangs. Oh, come on. We know who you're talking about. Okay?
Just say it.
You're fucking racist. You don't want a vampire just coming into
it's
your
a bar. It's a bar called Garlics. Garlic's
no fangs, no giant cloaks.
And the bouncer is inviting everybody in except for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me check
Please,
the ID.
Come on in.
Says Count. First name Count? No. Can't come in.
You're not allowed in here.
What kind of parents named him Count? Anyway?
Yeah.
Probably a mathematician.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Okay. Today, we will be analyzing dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we've been having some bizarre dreams ourselves as of late.
Yeah, so we are going to read some dreams that we found online, and we're going to talk about what they mean.
We've done this before, but you weren't here.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't here.
So now you're here with the Dream Masters, who are basically experts.
The Dream Warriors.
So yeah, you guys are the Dream Warriors. So I have a dream that I had a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you about this, and then I'll ask you about it. But so basically I had this dream a couple nights ago. It took me a long time to fall asleep. I was having trouble sleeping. I finally fall asleep, and I had this dream where I shit in my pants, and my pants were filled with poop, and my
that wasn't a dream.
My pants were filled with poop and shit, and I shitted my pants, and I woke up and I thought, and I was terrified that I knew what the dream meant. But it turns out I don't know what it meant.
Okay, I have questions about this dream.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that your pants were full of shit, do you mean that it was like you shit your pants in a normal life and it was just in the back? Or was it a blowout situation where the dookie travels to the
front? It was going down my leg.
And creates a poop fupa.
It was going down my leg. I don't think it was in the front.
So you were like going about your day and you shit
yourself. I don't remember at all the context of where. I just remember the dream of shitting myself and being like, oh, fuck.
Okay.
And trying to find
follow up question.
But I was not at home. I remember that in the dream.
Was there a smell?
Not in the dream, I guess. I wasn't.
I think maybe you farted attention. In the real world.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. That probably I just had one strong stomach gurgle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it
that created
it. It was a real world fart that
but
turned
God,
into a
nightmare.
God,
that
poop.
Moment of waking up being like,
nice.
No, please, no. Yeah.
Did you check yourself when you woke up?
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying. Waking up from that dream, the moment of pure terror.
Did you check? Well, I don't want to be crass. So.
Right.
But did you check? Did you go hand tacoed into your ass cheeks?
I did not at this point. Or maybe I did. I don't know. I was in the middle of the night, and I didn't like get up and check, but I was like.
But you felt you wiggled
I
back
felt
and
around.
Forth to see if there was any wetness. Okay. Well, then I'm going to say that this dream means, based on my research, and I have some stuff about this, and it's funny enough that you should bring up shit, because if you can believe it, I have some shit stuff.
I can't even believe that.
Yeah. So
I bet we all three do.
Probably.
I think so.
But that one I'm going to say means good things are coming your way.
Yeah.
That
I would say
huge.
That's. I would say
you know what
I
it is?
You know
you're expelling toxins from your body.
There's that, but then also there's the like actual, you experienced good fortune, which is that you were told, your brain told you that you shit your pants, and it turns out you didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was your spiritual guidance giving you relief.
It's one of these dreams that your body is telling you, you're damned if you don't, you're damned if you do.
Wow. You got to know when to hold it.
That's
you got to know when to hold it.
Know
that's
when
what
to
that
fold
song
it.
Was about.
Yeah.
You got to know when to hold your poop. You got to
know
when to
fold
the toilet
paper because it's only single ply.
Know when to walk away from the toilet.
Because you can't flush it.
And
it's already clogged.
Yeah.
You can't wipe anymore.
Know when to. What's the last one? Know when to run.
Which is the runs.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the runs.
Of course. So, yeah, I'm going to say that was an overall positive dream.
Okay.
And I'm glad you had that.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you can't have a bad day once you already thought you shit and then you didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you had a great day.
Yeah.
Just say yes.
Say you
probably.
Did.
That's a yes for me. That is a yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody else start because I got to send
I can start.
My stuff.
I can start right now.
I'm realizing.
So, this first dream that I see that somebody had that we are to interpret is that I just woke up from a weird dream about Mr. Bean. My subconscious came up with a Mr. Bean movie where he meets a baker played by Danny Pudi and they bake a cake that defies the laws of physics. What do you think this one means?
Well, I think it means that this person probably should be a writer for Mr. Bean.
Yeah, or Community.
Yeah, I think that this definitely, I guess, is more of a Community plot line than a Mr. Bean plot line.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean is not typically baking stuff scientifically.
No.
But Danny Pudi is in Community.
It's true.
You're so smart.
Yeah. Yeah, so this
that's
is the beginning
the,
of my
that's
dream.
Why you're the dream.
The thing is, dream analysis, you charge by the hour.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of fluff involved.
Yeah.
Right? And also, it's confidential. It's like a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell anybody what you heard about dreams.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed that we're even
so
doing this.
So this is the first dream that I found that on a r/dreams, but then everything else that I found was on a, it was kind of like Practo, but for dreams.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So these are a lot of people asking questions about dreams that they had and asking, can you interpret this? And there were some dream experts that I saw. But this first one, I don't dream a majority of the time. It's just black, and then I wake up. And they replied, is that okay? And nobody wanted to touch this one.
I can understand just not dreaming. Like you go to sleep and you wake up without a dream. But just black for 8 hours,
yeah,
that's
this
a little
means
different.
You have no soul.
Yeah, this means you're dead on the inside.
You are uninsouled.
Yeah. A piece of your body died.
God made you from clay and he forgot to breathe the spark into you.
Yes, you are
going to return to dust.
You are an animal.
Less than dust.
Yeah.
Somebody else had the exact opposite.
Okay.
Which was, last night I had a good dream. And at the end of it, I was smoking a nice cigar. I remember the taste, the smell, and the relaxation of sitting underneath a palm tree with cool breezes around me. And then I woke up. So they thought, I need this interpreted.
Right, yeah. What's the analysis?
And the analysis was, the expert assistant asked, are you typically a vivid dreamer? And they said, oh, yes. And they said, is there anything else important you think the dream analyst should know? And they said, I dream in color.
This guy, okay, you are the
this
complete
is Mr.
opposite
cool
of the last
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
You have
the
that
most
guy's
beautiful
spark.
Soul.
You got two sparks.
You got double sparks.
Uh-huh.
You guys were next to each other on God's assembly line.
Yeah. You were being made, you were twins in utero. Uh-huh. You and this guy. In spiritual utero,
yeah,
and you ate his spark.
Yeah,
you ate this man's spark
because you have two sparks.
These two
need
to find each other, and the guy with no spark needs to eat him.
You have to eat him,
yeah,
because that's the only way you're getting your spark.
This next one, I dream of me and my teenage son naked, nothing sexual, just us hanging out naked. To which dream symbolist, a verified dream expert, said, thank you for sharing. I'm happy to help you understand this dream. Remember, the key is in the details. This type of dream speaks to your relationship with your son in a positive sense. His nakedness indicates his openness and transparency with you.
Wow. What are the odds that someone named dream symbolist becomes a dream expert?
If one of your parents told you that they had this dream,
I had a dream about us naked.
Would this ruin your life?
Yeah,
it'd be pretty bad. Yeah, I would kind of be like, "Don't tell me that."
Yeah. I think this is a one-way ticket to juvenile
But you know what's
detention.
What's just as bad and maybe worse than your parent telling you they had this dream is that they don't tell you and they post on a forum asking about the meaning of it,
and then you find it out in the history.
Yeah, that might
you find
be
it
bad
out
too.
Listening to your favorite podcast. Well,
or you find them with an incognito tab open searching this dream.
Naked sun dream meaning.
Ugh.
Yeah, imagine finding this next one in your dad's history. Okay, it's a strange dream, so don't pick on me. My wife was giving me a blowjob, and then she started sucking on my balls.
That
she was
strange.
Sucking them really hard and dragging me around the house by them. Then she dragged me back to the couch and continued blowing me. Then my dog was barking, white French bulldog, and wouldn't let her near me. Then my wife came back to me and started giving me a second blowjob, and then I woke up. How do we interpret this one? Because there was no answer.
Okay. This one, to me, is obvious.
Simple.
Which is that you have your dog is getting in the way of you and your wife's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You
have
need
to get
to
rid
put
of
your
dog
down.
You need to get rid
it's
of
It's not
this
enough
white
to get
French
rid
bulldog.
Of the dog. You need to kill it.
The
I
dog
do.
Will haunt you through other
this,
dogs.
The dog
unless
is literally
you end it.
In your internal world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is, again, with sorry to get all, you know. Spiritual on this episode, but the dog is literally projecting its soul into your mind.
And you
while
need
you
to
sleep.
Block it
you
out.
You need to sever its head.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You need to sever your dog's head.
Sever the dog's head.
That is the only way this link can be broken between you.
I do like the idea that he was like in the dream, like, okay, she's trying something new, and he's like, she's like running around the house with his balls in her mouth.
Just like Mr.
Dragged,
Fantastic.
Yeah, just getting dragged around the house. Like
she's really funny. The balls are stuck on her face like a Lego piece. Yeah. Just he's not moving
he's
at
hanging,
all.
He's hanging off of his wife like the toy in Napoleon Dynamite on the bus. And she's just running around the house. Like, okay, she must have read this in Cosmo. I don't know. I don't know what this means.
But I'll let it run its course.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to let her try the thing. I had a dream about pooping in the bathtub in the water, and my poop had worms in it swimming in the water.
Yeah. That was not a dream.
No, this was happened to happen.
This happened in
but
the middle of the night.
The expert assistant asked, is this the first time you've ever dreamt about the worm? Would you ever consider yourself an animal lover? To which they said, somewhat.
What kind of a question is that? What the fuck is that? Is this the first time you dreamt about the worm?
The worm.
What is this person doing?
They completely. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, because these experts
are not very
experts. Too focused on the details.
Yeah,
this is not even a right. There were worms in it. First time you dropped out the worm.
Are you an animal lover?
What the fuck kind of question is that? That is the type of shit when you're sitting in therapy, you're trying to explain something, and they ask you some question. Are you an animal lover?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Stay away from me forever.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Here's another animal dream. I dreamt that an adult lion was laying his mouth on my neck while at the same time a baby lion was sucking on my two fingers on my left hand.
Okay, so this guy I would definitely
be banned from the zoo.
Banned from the zoo, and I would certainly ask if they're an animal.
Yeah,
animal
yeah,
lover.
Yeah. This guy, you got to ask if he's an animal lover. This the sucking on the two fingers.
If this dream form existed in the world of Minority Report, this guy would be put away forever.
I dreamed someone took a turkey baster and sucked a ton of wax from my ear. It was so gross. It was thick and yellow. Then I took the turkey baster and sucked more out of my other ear. A dead goldfish came out of my ear. Oh. Then a live goldfish. Then a finger, along with nasty gross. Then I could hear way better.
Not nasty gross.
I don't want any nasty gross getting sucked out with a turkey baster from
when
my
your
ear.
Ears filled with nasty gross.
Yeah.
I kind of want.
What does this one mean?
I want this to happen.
Yeah.
To me.
I the idea of my ears are so waxed. Always felt. Like there is some kind of secret chamber of wax in both of my ears that needs
ears
to be expelled, which I don't think is true, and I think you're not supposed to touch them.
I have a lot of wax. Well, you can go to a doctor, and they'll do wax removal.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it hundreds?
I mean, I don't know.
It's probably free.
You can do that, but that's like if you can. I think if you get like impacted earwax, or they'll do.
I don't think I have anything like that. Well, I think I do
you
though.
Could, yeah. You just
who knows.
I was cutting hair of a fat man sitting on a microwave oven while floating in a pool.
So this is where
kind of Harmony Korine vibes.
Yeah. What does this one mean though?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a fat guy likes the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all of the food comes from.
Yeah.
So
he wants to sit on it to be warm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Because he's cold in
it's
the pool.
It's comforting.
Oh,
yes.
I messed up my slides. This was supposed to go. We'll get to the next one because somebody explains what the symbolism of a fat guy in a dream is.
Okay.
A little bit later, but this next one. Telling my best friend I need the toilet, she gives me a light switch. When I go to the bathrooms, there are four doors. I choose one and put the light switch on. When the lights come on, opens to reveal a fat naked man who then covers his genitals and proceeds to put on a blue shirt and tie. Then the lights go out.
Okay, so another fat guy.
Another fat guy dream. Yeah. And then this is where I screwed up my slides. This is supposed to go after all the fat guy stuff. I woke up from a very disturbing dream and I don't know what it means. So I was just looking for some answers. I woke up from a nightmare screaming, get out before I call the police. It seemed so real. It's like my boyfriend was hugging my sons and then he slid a finger inside his butt and I saw it with my own two eyes and he tried to deny it. And then I ran over to him and smelled his finger and it was him. I told him to back up and leave before I called the police and I woke up screaming. And then the dream analyst...
I know what this dream means.
Yeah.
Okay. This means that you watched Freddy Got Fingered too close to bedtime.
Yeah. And you.
Which the dream analyst says to them, the dream analyst will be able to interpret that. Is this the first time that you've dreamt about money? Has there been a major changes in your life recently?
Money.
Which they said, did I say money? I said, I dream my son was being sexually assaulted by my spouse. To which they replied, are you typically a vivid dreamer? And they said, I guess.
Yeah, these guys, I mean, they're giving no help. I'm going to be honest.
These experts
money.
Suck.
Yeah. Zero help.
I guess
I'm a vivid dreamer.
The attitude is so funny.
I know.
I guess.
Okay, tell us what they said about fat people.
So then this final one, this is what the fat guy dream says. In an old dream of mine, I was on my bed and a fat guy who I think was supposed to represent my ex was on me. Besides me was my lover. And the fat guy was touching me and showing my lover how to touch my breast. And my lover sat behind besides him, looking lost in thoughts, and I still kept my eyes on him, and out of nowhere, my lover came forward and stuck his penis in my mouth, and I took it without any hesitation, and the fat guy stopped touching me and looked in shock, to which Mrs. Sandman says, fat people in dreams is usually symbolic of comfort.
Okay.
Mrs. Sandman is a verified consultant. Yeah.
Why would you not go Sandwoman?
Right.
Well, she's married to Mr. Sandman.
Yeah, Mr. Sandman.
But that doesn't
give
her any sort of credential to be judging dreams just because you married a doctor.
She's verified.
She is verified.
You can be a married couple of. You are being sexist as fuck
right
now.
I'm not as these guys.
You think a woman can't be a verified dream consultant?
I think that women maybe are the only ones.
You think women can't interpret and judge the meanings of metaphysical and psychological dreams?
I think that they're uniquely
Next, you're
going to
be telling me that women are not qualified to read the meanings of the stars.
Yeah.
No, I would never say that.
Good.
Dreamt I saw someone eating a black bat as in the creature. Dreamt I saw someone eating a black bat as in the creature. Not much else to say. The dream was devoid of emotion and took place in a white room. To which dream symbolist replies, thank you for sharing. I'm happy to help you understand this dream. Was the person eating the bat someone you know or someone you are familiar with? No, it was a young man with blonde hair sitting in a wooden chair in the middle of an empty room with natural light coming through the windows. The man, was he devoid of emotion as well? Yes. I'm sitting here thinking he might represent my dead husband, but not sure.
Damn. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Kind of sad she's dead.
But
husband.
Just dreaming about your dead husband eating a bat in a white room.
That's scary.
Did he die from COVID?
I don't know. Oh, my God. That's what the dream is.
Yeah. That's a good question. See, why are you not a dream analysis?
I think you should be on this website.
Nah, I don't have time.
Well, could you analyze this dream?
Nah, I can't do it.
I had a nightmare last night. I went into McDonald's. And I saw Adolf Hitler on the counter serving foods. Then I looked at the exit and I saw Donald Trump guarding the door. Then I heard the toilet flushing and out came Wile E. Coyote from the bathroom door.
It's the big three.
The big three. The most evil men of all time.
Adolf Hitler, Donald Trump, Wile E. Coyote, man.
Wow.
That is a scary axis of evil.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That is a huge
the
nightmare.
The scariest group of men.
That is terrifying.
I like that it's a nightmare without them doing anything.
Yeah.
They're just there.
They were just
them
at
being
McDonald's.
There is enough
They're
to
just
make
at McDonald's, which, I mean, if you saw them at McDonald's, run. Run, bitch.
Yeah. Wake up.
Wake the hell up.
Wake up.
Is that all your
Yeah, that's all my slides.
All right, here, I'll do mine real quick. So here, I found mine from a bunch of different blogs and stuff. So here's the first one. Dream Journal, The Mystery Deuce.
Wow.
Plot summary. Last night, I dreamt I was a participant on a reality show run by heavenly angels and produced by atheists.
No.
Weird things happened. We had no idea what was going on or why. We all lived in shared house, but I had a private bedroom with a connecting bathroom. Every morning, I woke up to a mystery deuce in my toilet. That's the full dream.
Wow.
So the dream is that...
Someone else was pooping in their toilet.
They dreamed the best TV show of all time.
Yeah. The mystery pooper.
Like, oh my God, it's such a great idea for a reality TV show. It's Big Brother. There's one bathroom.
Yeah.
And it can't be flushed.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that. So it's whoever's holding their poop the longest kind of wins.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a voting off element where
you can sabotage
if somebody does
too.
Shit, then people, you have to guess whose shit
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
And that we get a night vision camera of we know who like left uh-huh. the room and went and uh-huh. shit.
Yeah.
And nobody else does. Because you have to do the full thing. You have
and
to
the
be
show
able,
is run by heavenly angels.
Yes. Yeah. And atheists. Produced by atheists.
Produced by
but you have
run
to, like,
by angels, but produced by
to, uh-huh. to win the game, basically, you have to be framing people for shits. And uh-huh. you have to make it to the toilet
you
in the middle of the night
without
waking anybody up.
You have to somehow take a shit that looks
up.
Like someone else's shit.
Exactly. Wow. So you're like, I mean, imagine you order like nachos and yeah. then one of the other guys with you is like, oh, nachos, I'll have some. Yeah. Now you have indistinguishable uh-huh. shits.
Great.
Chili yeah. cheese nachos.
Chili cheese.
Okay. Then most of mine are from this one guy, this same blog.
So this is a guy's whole dream journal.
Not this guy, but this next guy.
Okay.
Who has a blog that's a dream journal. And he has a lot of different dreams that we can just do some quick meanings of. So okay. here's the first one from him. So last night I had a dream that I had Peter Pan-like powers mixed with Super Saiyan and in the land of Wonderland. The dream was rather intense, and I actually hated waking up from it. All I remember is saving the Mad Hatter from these lizard people that were coming up from the sands. The dream started off as the Mad Hatter passed me in his crazy car shaped like a hat. It was almost Tim Burton-style scenery. Everything was vibrantly colored and beautiful. The Beastlies were equally as dangerous and ferocious-looking, but it was death fun. I can't wait till gaming crosses the border of what reality is, and I get to fully experience worlds like that.
Oh, yeah, the metaverse.
What does this mean?
This means that they...
Peter Pan, Super Saiyan, Wonderland.
This is Mark Zuckerberg's
well,
dream
journal. This is a Fairly Odd Parents intro music song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter Pan, Super Saiyan, Wonderland.
Yeah. Here's the next one. I seem to dream of prison frequently. Either way, my fiance and I were in some prison. Well, I was in the chow hall, which also resembled my middle school lunchroom, try to get food. When someone comes in and steals two chocolate milks and gives me one. Then, out of nowhere, a nurse rushes in to come and get me. She seems so frantic, saying, she had the baby, and it's okay. The baby is okay. I'm thinking, WTF do you mean she had the baby? She is only 9 weeks pregnant. How is the baby still alive? Then I go into seeing my fiance laying on the bed looking passed out. The nurse walks me over to the baby. The baby looked like something evil. And I woke up sweating, breathing heavy, and terrified. Next slide. This is the picture he attached.
Oh my God. This is a Venom baby.
That baby does look like something evil.
What does this dream mean?
This dream means if you ever see this baby walk the other way, motherfucker, I'll say that.
You got to get rid of that baby.
I don't. Yeah, if you have this baby, no. Okay. I do not want that baby.
Here's another dream from this same guy with his pregnant wife. I went to sleep last night, but before I went to sleep, I started Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
It's like a bazillion 15-minute sections. I got through the first 15 minutes, then dozed off into a world with a German-sounding narrator. No way to pull my wandering mind and energy into material that I recognized. Just flashes of imagery mixed with swirling colors. I remember getting lost into the idea that we do not experience the same reality as everything else in the universe. There might be beings that we can't even see because they vibrate at a frequency outside of what our mind can process. There is colors and experiences that we can't begin to realize with the senses we are equipped with. I remember being lost in the creation of this thought process until I woke up. I remember dream transitions, just not the dreams. So this guy fell asleep reading Mein Kampf and like transcended into the DMT.
Powerful book, I guess. I've never read a single word of it.
I read two words of it, the title.
Yeah,
I didn't even read that.
And I said,
in another
fuck
language.
This. Mm-hmm. Hell nah.
I no
threw it in the
chippa.
The word, the word chippa.
I'll tell you the word I read. Bye. Mm-hmm. By. By.
Yep.
That's the word language I can read.
Yeah. Straight up, bitch.
Here's another one. So I've been doing something different before bed lately. For roughly 20 minutes each night while my eyes are closed, I do a nightly affirmation. Chris, you will dream tonight. You will remember your dreams. You will be conscious during this time. You will discover things. You will try a Kamehameha wave. Every night I have used this technique. The technique has seemed to work great. 3 out of 3 success rate for me.
That's amazing. That's, yeah.
I love that this guy is obsessed with Dragon Ball.
This is a
much.
Really cool guy.
Yeah.
Here's another dream for him. The lucid dream. I came to consciousness standing on the outside of the old movie theater in LaGrange, Georgia. The one I've spent many a night at hanging out. Two of my friends from that time poked up, Joseph and Scuba Steve. Seeing them, I knew I was dreaming, since they now live 2 states away. Next, so proceed to walk outside where the daylight is in the sky, is sort of duskish, and there are people everywhere. Knowing this is a dream, I felt completely comfortable with just trying a Kamehameha wave. I felt like I was forcing it, so it just wasn't happening. I tried a few different ways and couldn't manage it. Even my ability to use telekinesis was effed up. After trying really hard, I think I woke myself up.
That must suck to try to do some kind of like telekinesis or some kind of superpower, and you're so bad at it that it wakes you up.
Yeah,
you're
even
like,
in a dream,
I know
you
I'm
can
fucking
do
dreaming.
It. Yeah.
God damn it.
That's a great way to find, know you're in a dream too. Like, oh, that's Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
I must be dreaming.
Hot damn, I must be dreaming. Scuba Steve, you just can't be real, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's another one. The second dream faded in from the infinite darkness. No, me standing in the mall with my wife in between a bench occupied by 2 people and a merry-go-round. I could hear the ambiance of the faint music in the background and lights were flashing everywhere. As I focused in on the 2 people sitting on the bench, one of the people became clear. The person was the rapper Mac Miller. He was signing t-shirts and charging $10 for a piece of them. My wife criticized him for it and walked off. So, what a bitch. So I walked over and sat down on the bench. Yo, man, your CD Macadelic is bomb. I've got the CD in my car. I make music too. I go by Jedi Swift on SoundCloud. He hands me his phone and invites me to open up for his next concert. I was mind blown, then woke up. Haha, weird dreams, right?
That's not a weird dream, bro.
Next slide. Click this link.
Oh, please.
This is his SoundCloud. This is his rap.
This is called Yo Anon, Let Me Get a Bitcoin. And then a Bitcoin wallet address. Okay, first.
Okay, so play it. Okay, where's my fucking pencil? Turn it up, bro. It's about to go crazy. About to go real fucking difficult. I am so internet, let me get a Bitcoin. I am so weak, man, and I'm on the Silk Road. I am kidding. What a precious secret will send me, man. I'll connect you to your home. What you know?
This is 12 years ago.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire.
This is from...
Yeah.
This man is a father.
So this is what played before Mac Miller's concert.
Yeah, this is what he opened for Mac Miller.
He opened for Mac Miller playing this song.
This guy is, I mean, he's certainly a millionaire now.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
12 years ago.
12 years ago, he was making songs about Bitcoin.
If he got a Bitcoin from this song.
He probably got 10.
Jedi Swift. What's he doing now? What's
Man, I think I'm going to redo this song.
Yeah. So what do you think this Mac Miller music dream means, guys?
I think it means that this guy went to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 years ago was his last song. Oh, he's had a lot of Peter Pan dreams.
He's interested in Peter Pan.
Yeah, click Peter Pan here. Let's hear a snippet of Peter Pan.
Callie Rich says we need to collaborate. Len Beats.
Okay.
Did he just say Peter Pan really quietly?
No, I can't tell.
Maybe he said Wonderland.
Oh, it's kind of a Young Chop beat.
Damn.
Wow.
Peter Pan. Neverland.
That's sick.
It's hard, dude.
Yeah.
Flying by. Peter Pan.
I am Peter Pan. Got my sword on deck erect.
All right, that's probably enough.
Yeah.
That,
no more Jedi Swift. Close the tab.
That being the first line of the verse, I am Peter Pan.
Okay,
that's great. He's had so many dreams about Peter Pan that he was like, "I've got to write a song."
Yeah, we get these bars off.
We talked about a lot of dreams that are kind of cut and dry, very simple.
Yeah.
This next one, I think could be a little complicated. I'm not sure what it could possibly mean.
Okay.
So let's just read this dream and think about. I mean, just what could this possibly mean? Dream Journal, day 55. The case court was empty, just me, you, and a judge. With a bang in the desk, he said, half custody. He repeated this like hundreds of times until I woke up with a startle.
Wow. Almost reads like a poem.
Yeah.
These dreams were all poems.
And that's Kingdom Hearts James. That's what KHJ is.
Yeah. So what could this mean? I have no idea, but that's on my slides.
This means this. This is probably about your job.
Yeah.
If it's about
you get half custody of the John Deere tractor. you work landscaping.
Half part-time custodian.
I'm gonna go through mine at completely breakneck speed.
We'll do a lightning.
I'm gonna do a lightning. This guy, I just thought this was a funny title. I'm getting completely hated in my dreams.
This dream meaning you are a loser.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't even go to the body of that one. It's been a minute since I made these, so I don't really
remember. I know. I forgot what most of mine were.
All right, next slide. Dream about eating poop. Weirdest dream ever. I really had to poop before I slept, but I just slept thinking I will shit tomorrow. It's very fucking weird dream. In my dream, I was eating shit with bread or whatever. And I didn't felt disgusted or digested. I felt a bit digusted. So in my dream, So in my dream, I Googled the effects of eating shit. And Google said that poop actually has a lot of protein and is very healthy.
Okay, now I know he's definitely dreaming.
Wow, it would help me gain muscle and I just eat shit. Wake up disgusted AF and feel like throwing up every time I think of it. So what do you guys think that means?
Willing to eat poop just to gain muscle.
Yeah, I think that you're just going to get strong. I think that's what your dream means.
I think it's probably right.
Yeah.
But this person comments, next slide. I had a dream I ate poop. I had also Googled and it was supposed to be good for me. Parentheses, I'm currently breastfeeding a baby and the baby. I ate all the shit and then was like, WTF, shit is not good. This can't be good. I then threw up in a panic that I would make my baby sick. Worst dream ever. So
what the fuck? Shit is not good.
A lot of WTF shit is not good.
Yeah.
A lot of people are having dreams. In fact, I found a dream interpreter evangelist Joshua Oriki. If you can go to the next slide. This is a video of him talking about eating poop dream dictionary. This is a dream about eating feces. This is Evangelist John TV. Evangelist Joshua TV, sorry.
Long intro.
So he starts with a thing about, or a bunch of Bible verses. And then just cut to the first part of him talking.
About dreams. In this channel, we talk about prayers. In this channel, we talk about spiritual things. Is there anything that is bothering you, any dreams, vision, or revelation that you want answers or solutions to? This channel is the right channel to get any dream about eating feces. Feces. You are eating poop. You are eating shit. Dream about eating feces. What does it connote?
What does it connote?
What is the spiritual meaning behind a Christian eating feces or shit or poop? Sit back. I'm just going to tell you more about this revelation. Feces is a waste material from our digestive system. If you dream about feces, may symbolize sin, corruption, greedy, hypocrite, or sickness.
So this is one side. So this is, you can stop with him. One side is that this can mean feces is sinful. It's bad. Uh-huh. It's greed. But go to the next. We need to hear it again. Go to the next slide, and this is a different website I found.
Uh-huh.
From a Christian.
From a Christian. Christian, exactly. Uh-huh. So this is the different
what if the
side
a
of
stands
spiritual
for anti?
Meaning. I really hope it doesn't.
Yeah, me too.
Next slide. What does it mean to dream about feces? It seems like this dream seems disgusting and very bad, but you don't need to worry. In general, the meaning of poop is perfect. Most people say that this is a good sign. The meaning of poop is perfect. That is a very pastoral way of saying that.
The meaning of poop.
Many people think that dreaming of feces shows dirtiness. Something is wrong with your life, or you have to get rid of revenge. It can even mean, depending on the feelings and context of your dreams, but the dream of dirt as a whole is a sign of good luck and prosperity. Dreaming of stool is a sign of good luck associated with the acquisition of material. But because your dream may have certain situations, here's a list to help you find the meaning of feces in dreams. Okay, next slide. Dream of dog poop. The dog is a friend of people. Therefore, the dream meaning of dog poop means it's time to start working with friends. Invest in creating something with them, or maybe open your heart to new friends.
Wow.
If you start a business partnership with a friend, you will most likely be successful and profitable. Okay, next slide. The dream meaning of baby poop can be perfect. But know that the baby must be healthy and well cared for in the dream. If it's dirty, treated wrongly, or messy, this can change its meaning. Everything changes according to the circumstances of the child. If the baby or child is in good clothes and looks happy, this dream is related to material acquisition, which shows good luck in business or work. But be smart, because you have to act wisely to seize opportunities. For children who are less cared for, we can interpret this as a warning. You must be careful not to experience a broken heart. If the child has dirty the bed or excreted in the diaper while in bed, this is a sign of prosperity in all respects. If it's in public, it's a sign of great financial success.
Okay.
So you must be careful not to experience a broken heart.
So far, shit is amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, poop is perfect. The meaning of poop is perfect.
The meaning of poop is perfect. Next slide. Dream of cat poop. The dream meaning of cat dropping shows that something great is possible. And soon, if you have dreamed of cat feces, this moment promises significant events. It can be good or bad and will have substantial impact on your life. It will be unexpected news, so be careful with surprises that might shake or impress you. If it's terrible, you have to be prepared and be careful to not have an accident that will make hurt or bother you. But if it's right, the chances are that day you will find love, make new friends, win the lottery, or even find money on the road.
Whoa.
On the road.
You could even find money on the road.
Tour.
Okay, next one. Dream with the smell of stool. this is a picture of an upright poop somehow sitting magically in a grass. The dream meaning of the smell of poop is a sign that you will get a refund that you've been lost. Someone might return your money. Dreaming of the smell of stool may represent the transformation of something unwanted into something valuable like money. No matter what, you'll be financially surprised.
Whoa.
Okay, next. Dream of seeing feces on the road. The most common interpretation is that you will have a past with overwhelming regret. This dream can symbolize that you have acknowledged all the mistakes you have made and are ready to become a new person. It's time for spiritual evolution. If you dream of seeing someone dirty with feces, it symbolizes that you are worried about someone who needs your help. So if you dream about somebody being covered in dirty feces
on the road,
you need to find them in real life and talk to them about this.
And see what's up with attention. Yeah.
Is everything okay, man? I had a dream that you were covered in shit.
Hey, man, you had a dream you were covered in your own poop.
Is everything cool at home with...
is your life okay? Is your girlfriend mad at you?
Are you and Jennifer all good?
Do you need attention?
I had a dream of you covered in shit on the road.
Do you need attention?
Bro.
Do you need love?
Bro, let's go play laser tag.
Dude, I know you need this because I know you dream of you.
I dreamt of you covered in shit.
Okay.
Pet you.
You're next wondering slide. Why I took you out to dinner.
Here's
the
big one.
That you were covered
dream
in poop.
Dream of eating poop.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
The dream of eating poop is certainly very disgusting.
Unlike
however,
any of the other ones.
However, if you feel normal in the dream... then this means good luck in every aspect of your life.
Whoa, wow. Every aspect.
But if you feel disgusted while eating feces, it means you will experience something that is bothering you.
No!
Yeah, so it's either...
Something that's bothering
me? It's either fortune in every single aspect of your life or something may bother you.
Poop is black and white.
Remember that you have control in your life and you must not be forced to do things that you don't approve of. Fight and everything will be excellent. So this is what eating shit in a dream can tell you.
Okay.
And then right here at the end, I just have a... There's four more on one slide. Dream of collecting feces. The dream meaning of collecting dirt. I like that they keep saying
they
dirt.
They keep calling it
dirt. Symbolizes something delicious. You will have luck and wealth. It is an excellent time to take a few risks in financial matters. It can be the form of investments, projects, and new ventures. Your luck will give you big profits. Dream of cleaning feces. The dream meaning of cleaning feces is a metaphor for saying that you are cleaning your soul. You have decided that you need to change, that you no longer want to make the same mistakes. Now you get rid of everything wrong for you. Congratulations.
This one's mine, man. This is me. I shitted my pants in my dream.
Oh my
was
God.
Trying to, remember I said I was trying to clean it, trying to change my pants and stuff?
You are a safer person now.
Oh my God.
You are safe.
I'm cleaning my soul.
Touching feces.
Your soul will be
However,
cleaned.
Some people believe that dreaming about touching dirt, feces, or poop symbolizes financial gain or the acquisition of money. So basically, all of these are
great.
Same with stool and bed. The thing is about poop is that if you dream about it, it seems like 90% of the time it means that you're about to make a lot of money.
They say poop is money, or they say time is money.
Yeah, they don't say.
But
poop.
But time makes poop.
Well,
so
that's
might
true.
As well say poop.
It takes
is money.
Some time to
time
make
makes poop,
poop
of us all.
Time will make poop of us all.
Okay, that's it. I think I had more things, but it's been so long since I made this that I completely forgot.
That's
okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. This Saturday. May 18th, we are in Philadelphia. I know I've been saying it a bunch of times, but now it's actually upon us. The pre-sale tickets, guys, are sold out, but there will be some tickets at the door, and I believe door time is 7:30, but let me...
7:45.
Let me just confirm that real quick.
That's probably not right.
Yeah, doors at 7:30, show at 8. So show up early if you want to come. You didn't get a ticket, you probably will be able to get in. And here's what I'll say. Also, if you're not in Philadelphia and you want to see us live, I made a little page on our website where you can tell us what city you're in, what city you want us to come do a live show in so we can plan our next shows. So go to swagpoop.com/poll. That's P-O-L-L. If you go to swagpoop.com/P-O-L-E, you will see Caleb's poll.
Mm-hmm.
I put that page on there too.
My bad.
There's a little survey, and you'll be able to
and allow the cookies when they show when it
you're
asks.
You're gonna need to allow cookies. And look at this; it's a simple little form. Turn if you we haven't come to your city, and this is the type of answer we don't want you to make.
This is the type of answer we have been getting mostly.
What do you mean? We have been getting mostly.
We've been getting poop city, poop mountain.
We haven't even posted it or done anything with it yet. What are you talking about?
I've been saying a lot of stuff in the poll. I've been sending a lot of things.
You can only send one thing.
I've been opening up incognito tabs, and I've been pranking. Don't flick me.
It has all every type of protection.
I didn't even flick,
afforded.
Get the flick off.
I didn't throw it because you didn't flick.
All right, guys.
Bye, gang. Something is different about you, Pat. You look stronger and scarier than average.
You look kind of werewolf.
Yeah, you do look wolfish.
You're giving wolf.
Do I?
Wolfing.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Joe just walked in.
Get out!
Joe, he has COVID. Tell him you have COVID.
Get out!
Joe, you have to leave.
What?
How did this happen instantly?
It's as soon as we started.
The second we started.
Joe's crazy.
There's no way that Alex didn't have it. Because when we left for Atlanta, he was like, speaking of the devil, is that him?
Oh.
Everybody's here.
We're recording right now.
What is he? Why is he walking around like this with the?
I think he's just afraid of COVID.
What is he looking for? Obviously not that afraid. He walked into the building.
Yeah. Hello.
This is so crazy.
Pat, stop. You're laughing in a way that is beaming the COVID directly at their heads.
Yeah.
This is a powerful. No, you can't use your arms. It doesn't come out of your arms and legs, man.
Oh, actually sprayed.
Oh, and he spritzed them now. There
he's
is
still
a,
here, by the way.
That's fine.
Tell Joe to get out.
This is two
tell
episodes we've recorded in a row where he's just sitting in the office.
Just tell him to leave. He can't get COVID
if
now.
If he sits down and plays Civ
he has
6,
to, he
I
has
will
to stand strong. Why the
do
fuck
a bazooka.
Is he there?
And he's
what is
running.
He doing? Why is he
Why
running
he
like
walk
that?
Like
you
that?
Think it's on the ground?